This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
They are the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of Providence, Reformation line, Salus, the militia line. I don't even know where to end. I don't know where it stops. I don't know where it begins. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, here we go on the short week. And we're going to do like we normally do on a Monday evening and speak with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, what the heck? It's almost like there's no news. I mean, is there anything for us to talk about?
Which way do you want to go? I mean,
I'm going to start personal. I got to take a friend to the range today. That was great fun. You and I went to a red dot class. He was carrying my friend a conventional gun, normal sights. I went back and, you know, had to demonstrate with sights after carrying the red dot for a couple months now. And Steve Fisher was right.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Just pile on, apply the techniques.
That's interesting. That's interesting. What? That's the first time you've done that.
Yeah. Jump back.
Yeah.
It was way more fun to go to the range than to live in Chicago this weekend. The gun control capital of the U.S., we had 19 people shot, one of them fatally. That's a very peaceful weekend for Chicago.
Isn't that sad to say it that way?
It's
just, and this is the thing, I'm getting sort of tired of the politicians and all of the excuses they have and all of the things they say. The Baltimore guy, the mayor of Baltimore got out there the other day and said, well, it's not our fault. We're not the ones killing all these people.
Okay. Have you noticed all the Second Amendment sanctuaries jumping up all over the U.S.? Literally, well, coast to coast, north to south.
I, like, look at it for a minute, right, and then I go back and look at it, like, 5 or 6 days later to see how many more popped up.
Yes. Exactly. Well, and now, think back. The first time I heard about that was, 4 or 5 years ago? There may have been earlier ones in Illinois, but the first time I caught, really, it caught my attention, was in Colorado when the Democrats rammed through that magazine capacity bill.
Yeah.
And a bunch of sheriffs and local counties said, nah, we're not going to enforce it. Now what you're going to do? And it spread from there. The same thing happened in New Mexico. New Mexico proposed mandatory background checks, and all the local counties said, and the way it was written would have been, where possession required a background check. Like, I hand you a gun, you need to go get a background check, you hand it back, I need to have it back, even though we didn't change ownership. And almost all the counties, I think all but 6 of the counties in New Mexico are now sanctuary counties.
I believe I saw somewhere that 19 states have sanctuary counties in them now.
Yes. And New York has a sanctuary county, although a huge number of them, of the counties in New York, passed a Second Amendment resolution after the New York SAFE Act was rammed through in the middle of the night.
Right. There's a sanctuary county in California.
There, yeah, one.
Needles?
I think there's, yes, there's there. One in Arizona as well.
It's
fascinating.
The precedent is there. They set the precedent with the immigration sanctuary cities.
Right.
Okay.
Well, now, that sets the precedent. But what causes the change? We have by the slimmest of majorities and a few million Bloomberg bucks, we have now a Democrat majority in the House, the Senate, and the governor's office in Virginia.
Yep.
And all the counties who are redder than red said, yeah, no. So every night there are new sanctuary counties popping up in Illinois. I think they, you know, that model is firmly established in Illinois because Chicago wags that tail and the rest of the state said, yeah, you bought the Congress, the state assembly and the state Senate, but you didn't buy my county commissioner. Boom. Similar thing, I think, in Florida, where they proposed all these firearms restrictions. In some cases that would have made it harder to defend students, and a lot of counties said in Florida, we're doing just fine, Tallahassee, leave us alone. Don't confuse us with Broward County. Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the ones that want this stuff, they want all this gun control and everything else, they're going to, how would I put it? I don't want to say they're going to rue the day. Does anybody talk like that anymore? I'm going to say that they're going to be really sorry that they started that, because I think what we're beginning to see now is where the lines would be drawn if a civil war were to start. What do you think?
That could be true, absolutely. But it's also telling me more. Governor Greg Abbott in Texas keeps trying to pass gun control. I don't know why. And although the state has a Republican legislature and Senate, a bunch of counties are turning themselves into Second Amendment sanctuary counties in Texas saying, hey, guys, you remember us back home? If you don't, hi, we'll remind you because now there's a different political bloc exposing the Republican status quo when it forgets to support the Second Amendment. It's fascinating to me. I haven't seen that before.
I think what we're seeing is the awakening of the American gun owner. I don't think we've seen that yet, but I think the American gun owner is beginning to stir.
When we come back, we'll have to talk about if he'll stay awake in the face of Bloomberg's millions.
Well, I think, you know, here of late, everybody seems to want to be woke, right? That's the new term. We're woke, except I think the wokeness on the left is not anywhere comparable to what the wokeness on the right would be like. The understanding and the full-on understanding of, oh, they want to take all of our rights and enslave us and take all of our money and tell us how to live and tell us what size big gulp we can have, all that other stuff. Yeah, so, yeah. But anyway, as Rob said, as we head into this, you can find Rob's stuff at Slofax WordPress blog. You can find it at ClashDaily.com, at Amoland.com. And then if you like podcasts, he's on two. He's on the Light Society podcast, and he is on his own Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, anywhere you can find a good podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
And FranklinArmory.com/FD. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're talking with Rob Morse. Where
Bill,
are we going?
Sure you,
yes.
I'm sure you saw the Facebook meme reportedly from someone with a liberal bent who said, you know, I was for gun confiscation in the U.S., but after seeing what happened to unarmed Chinese protesters in Hong Kong, government genocide is pretty scary, and maybe the Second Amendment is useless after all. If you just climbed up from under a rock where you've been for the last month, you might have been offshore on a submarine, something like that.
Something like that.
Because that's what it would take. Unarmed protesters in Hong Kong were handcuffed and marched onto railroad cars that rolled into mainland China. Prisoners shouted their names and shouted out that they were not depressed nor suicidal. They wanted that record captured by their colleagues on cell phone video. Cue the remake of the Holocaust, Chinese style. Trapped students at the local university fled by sewer to avoid a massacre like the one they knew about in Tiananmen Square. That massacre killed 10,000 unarmed people. The state crackdown in Hong Kong came just days before local elections that happened yesterday. The implicit threat of this violence was a thug who goes, you wouldn't want to attack or antagonize the brutal dictator next door, now would you? Hong Kong voters gave the Chinese ruling council the middle finger. Pro-democracy candidates won 17 of 18 local councils in Hong Kong. The local officials don't have a lot of power directly, minor budget, but they nominate city executives who deal with China. Wow. Wow.
I think the problem now that I don't think leftists quite get is that there is no secrecy anymore. You can't do what they want to try to do in secret anymore. Too many mobile phones, too many cameras on them, too many Twitter accounts, too many Facebook accounts, too many YouTube accounts to catch them all. And that's the problem. I anticipated seeing when Connecticut went the way they went, and I was, you know, you were hearing all these cops talking about, yeah, I'll come and kick your door in. I figured we would start seeing mobile phone videos where there was an attack, you know, where they went to confiscate guns in Colorado, in Connecticut, and that finally the, you know, then we would have some sort of a response when we started seeing cops just shooting people for owning guns.
Right.
Well, and you can't stop that. You can't stop that.
We thought we were going to see that yesterday by the vet. It turns out he was just heavily drunk. There was a little less there than met the eye in New York State. New York State still way overreacted through a damn near a SWAT raid at a guy who was accused of having a 30-round mag. Stop.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to grow up in a hurry. Because if you want a civil war, that's how you build it. But I think there's more to it than that. In Hong Kong, we did see Apple roll over and turn off the features that would allow individuals to say, where shall we meet? We saw that again in New York last night, where the police essentially turned off the internet and cell phone service to this guy who was in his home and being, you know, effectively swatted by the cops. No evidence of violence, just a rumor that prompted a red flag attack. In the face of what the communist Chinese did, Bill, you're right. You can't hide the parallels. They're extremely obvious. Hopefully, our politicians are frightened enough to back down.
I know that at one point, Apple had patented a program where they could stop you being able to text and send multimedia files. And they could implement that in a on a grid square or in a block area, you know, not very far, but they could implement that. And I, you know, why would they do that? I guess maybe that's why they would do that, what you just described, huh?
Yes, and that is what they did. I'm surprised that the workarounds aren't more popular. I wonder if, you know, the apps that we can load on our phone are in many cases, unless we really crack them, are controlled by Google at the Google Play Store and by Apple. Do you think they keep us from having the apps that would let us send independent media, essentially crack their suppression of media? I don't know. Hopefully one of our listeners is tech savvy enough to let us know. Guys, make us smarter.
I think, and without knowing, unless they contacted the phone company and asked them to cut off its service and everything else, I wonder if they deployed something that just disabled his phone from receiving service.
I don't know.
They do make those kind of things. But having said all of that, I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that one. That one I'm going to have to look into. But the big problem, though, that they face is that they just there's just too many of us. They're just not they can't go very far with that. I had read that they also said we're talking about the veteran that they'd had the standoff with and all the other stuff, right? I also heard that somebody accused him of having PTSD. Which
and
also
therefore, we're going to drop a SWAT raid on you in the middle of the night?
Yeah,
hey,
I guess.
What?
Because you got PTSD. There you go. You got PTSD. So we got to take your guns from you. Or we heard you had PTSD. We don't know that you got it, but we'll pick this up on the other side. And Rob, of course, he does the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is very, very good and very unique because they take actual real self-defense shootings and forensically break them down. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is defending his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy is a great crime fighter, corruption fighter, probably the best in 50 years when he was here and also when he was at the U.S. Attorney in Southern District. He was phenomenal. Rudy is a great person, and I think that maybe the press isn't treating Rudy very well, and I think that's unfair. But Rudy was a great mayor and a great crime fighter.
The president speaking at the White House as he's participating in bilateral meetings with the prime minister of Bulgaria. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says a full report on impeachment will be submitted to the Judiciary Committee soon after the Thanksgiving recess. In a letter to House colleagues, Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, says the report will detail what has been learned so far, including witness testimony from 5 days of public hearings. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse as we begin the early, the quick week. So then, what now, sir?
Well, you were praising the ability of ordinary citizens to take video in Hong Kong and show us the brutal face of dictatorship. That's part of the solution, absolutely. But we know that can be suppressed to a degree. I'm thinking that the solution looks like independent journalists like Michael Yon and satellite radio communications that don't depend on terrestrial companies, Google, Yahoo, Apple, that the state will turn to their side. Those satellite communications, that used to be the domain of secure military.
Right.
But now, shoot, everything's digital. I was thinking about that when we learned that California wanted to dismantle and disable the ham repeater stations across the state. I wondered if the reason was the state couldn't control them.
They can't.
Yeah,
they cannot.
Can't.
I mean, that's why most of your preppers seem to want to gravitate towards those handheld ham radios, those walkie-talkie ham radios.
Right.
Because they would use the ham radio network that's out there as their all of their little
backup comms.
Well, they're cells.
Right. Exactly. Here's the part that we tend to forget, and it breaks my heart. North Korea is still communist, has been for 60 years. It took a very, very long time for the Soviet Union to fall. Cuba has a similar history. What will eventually allow freedom to return to Venezuela? You can oppress a people. And the UN, with their, oh, never use violence. I go, really? The dictator uses it on his people. It appears to me that only the threat of violence, in fact, the fact of outside violence liberating a people, will ever free them. So I find it hard to have hope for the people of Hong Kong, the people of Cuba, the people of Venezuela, the people of, you know, where will their salvation come from? I don't know, Bill.
It's going to depend, I think. It's going to depend. And I think most of it's going to be economic.
Well, wow.
Because, I mean, China exists in sort of this weird communist, capitalist hybrid kind of
right.
setup. I mean, anywhere, you know, China is the only place that has Bugatti dealerships, more than
right.
one or two laying around. And China is the second largest consumer market for movies.
Right.
So typically here in the United States, if a movie doesn't do well, they send it to China to see if they can make their money back. And
the Chinese can dictate to Hollywood what they can include in a movie. And
to a degree. Yes, sir, they do. Yes, sir. But what I'm saying is that that dollar, despite all the stuff that goes on with it, it's just about the best brand there is. And
right.
I mean, it just comes down to how far is our government willing to let them go.
Right.
And then that would probably devolve from a economic sanction type thing to a war.
I don't know. But you and I hope not.
Well, I hope not. But I mean, you got to remember now, we got this is a different age now. It's a different age. While Trump's in office, I don't think we'll get into a war. But I do think that at some point they're going to have to. And I mean, Trump's making China kowtow, to toe the line
right.
on certain things. We don't have Huawei laying around right now because Trump was sort of nervous about them getting involved and getting as much access to our networks to where they could have access to the energy grid.
Right. Exactly. So, talking about access, do leftist Democrats need more old white males running for office?
Well, I really don't know what they're going to do. Because whatever they're doing, it's not playing well.
Right.
I saw a thing where they had a bunch of black American voters there. Now, there was one Trump supporter, and everybody else wanted to support a different Democrat. And the problem is that, one, the new left is now attacking Barack Obama.
Whoa.
Yeah, because Barack Obama's gotten out there and said, you can't have it all your way. It's never going to work that way. In order to get anywhere, you've got to be willing to give as well as get. And now they're coming after him.
I think that's why Bloomberg jumped in. He bought, I don't know, his initial media buy was some $31 million. His ads are running all over already. But what's fascinating to me is what happens when Bloomberg is running against a candidate and the candidate says, excuse me, Mikey, you gave me money. You funded my campaign and now you want to run against me. I was good enough to give money to, but now you think you're even better than I. Tell me how this works, Mr. Bloomberg. Also, one thing he said is, look, the reporters in my network, they can't dig up dirt on me or my family.
Yeah.
And to be fair, therefore, I won't let them dig up any dirt on the other Democrat candidates, which then if you do the math says, so you can conduct jihad on Republicans, but not on Democrats. Well, that's a little bigoted, isn't it, Mike? What happened to all the news that's fit to print? Ha.
Right now they just did a poll, which I tell everybody to never pay attention to a poll. But they just did a poll, and 34% of Black America supports Trump, which is doom for the Democrats because they need 90% of Black America to vote for them in order for them to win the presidency. And 34% of Black America supports Trump because Trump has made – he's done everything he was supposed to do economically.
Right.
And this is just something they're not going to be able to overcome. I mean, they can try. I mean, they're welcome to, but they got big issues. And one of them, nobody knows who to unite behind because they're all waiting for the next thing to come. Biden's got trouble. Warren has got trouble. Kamala Harris has got trouble. Buttigieg has got problems. So, I mean, you know, they all have an issue.
And I know the feeling. For years, I looked at many Republican candidates and said, this is the best you got?
Yeah, yeah.
What a bunch of, I mean, they remind you of the Detroit Lions at the end of the season. They look beat up. I mean, the best you can put on stage is a guy who's had kickbacks for tens of millions overseas. Wow.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, we've covered a few things here. I have for the very longest time, I've been like, I don't like Glock. Glock is bad. I do not like you. Right?
Okay.
So, I do a segment on Fridays with Super Dave Harrington.
Right.
And Dave used to shoot plenty of custom guns, which you know I like to shoot custom guns. But Dave got out there and he told me on the air and he told me in private, he said, you should really look at the Glock G45.
Huh.
Are you familiar with that one?
I'm not. Talk to me about it.
The Glock G45 is a... it's got the top part of the gun is the same size as a Glock 19. Same
okay.
Slide length and everything else. And it's matched to a base like the Glock 17 with the 17-round magazine, the full-sized grip, which I believe they call this the Glock 19X in the Gen 4, but in the Gen 5 configuration, it's the G45 for some reason. I don't know why they changed the nomenclature.
Okay.
But the thing that he told me, because with me... all of the price of admission is paid for with the trigger and the ergonomics.
Right.
The trigger is one thing. The ergonomics come in a very close second, but the trigger's got to work. The trigger's got to be, it's got to work for me well. I went looking for a G45 and I couldn't find one. And he also told me that one of the other things he carried was a 17 with a certain sort of trigger configuration. So I got sort of close to that. I found one of those out there with a agency arms trigger in it. And some nice night sights already put up on it. I found it used, so I went ahead and got that. And then I went into a store, and gosh, they had just a whole row of G45s sitting there. Just a whole row of them.
Interesting.
So I got the one with the suppressor-ready barrel and the suppressor night sights on it, or the suppressor sights on it, because that way if I decide to put an optic on it, even though it's not the optics-ready one, well, I'll already have the backup sites already put in place. I'm doing this primarily because I'm curious as to... I haven't shot it yet. I mean, I haven't had it 3 hours.
Right.
So I haven't had a chance to shoot it yet, but I do plan on taking it out because for my money, the best polymer gun, striker-fired gun out of the box that needs nothing modified on it at all is the P10 series.
Okay.
From CZ. Just because,
yep.
You know, the big, but I mean, now with the Gen 5, they finally have front cocking serrations on the front of the slide. Now, the world's going to be great now, Rob. But I was curious about this because this gun is the same configuration as the full-sized FN-509, which everybody raves about. But I got one of the first generations of those, and I've had to send that to Mr. Ward to get it worked over a little bit just because it seemed a little rough to me.
I've got two or three
guns now that are of that nature where it's a full-size lower receiver and the compact or the medium-sized upper receiver. And I'm going to see how well they play.
What's fascinating to my mind, you and I remember hearing for decades, the longer gun gives me a longer sight radius. I'm sitting here going, so if I put an optic on a Derringer, I'm going to shoot just fine? Well, no, there's a little more to it than that. There's things called moment of inertia. The gun is twitchier, let alone recoil management. But you're right. Once the barrel's long enough to let the gun be manageable, these days with optics, we don't need any more. We are living in a wonderful age of armed self-defense.
Yeah.
There are things our grandparents dreamed about, and we can go get them off the shelf. You know, isn't that interesting? We've gone and your 1911 professor will certainly tell us he's custom building guns. On the other hand, with the Glock, we've got guys who will hand you a just stunningly good Glock trigger. There's air quotes wrapped around that. Some people would say that's an oxymoron. I submit that it isn't. And he's just swapping together a few factory parts to look for a sweet fit.
Right.
It's cheap to be a trigger snob these days.
It is. And the other thing that I find interesting is, you know, they had with SIG, with the SIG P320, they made a military version for the M17 that was the compact upper with the full-size lower. And then all of a sudden, we started getting all of these other guns coming in like this, like FN and the Glock. Or maybe they had to put it together when they were putting, you know, in the bidding for this, in the running for this contract, and this is what we have left over. We have the merging of the compact full-size platform together because people like it for some reason.
It's easy to carry.
Yeah.
It's a lot of... Is there a gun that is more carried than the Glock 19? Isn't that the Toyota Tercel of carry guns?
I believe so. Maybe the proper... If we're going to use Toyota, maybe we should call it the Camry.
There you go. Okay.
The Camry.
I get it. I dated myself. Sorry.
Well, the Tercel. I was selling cars when the Tercel was out there, and I haven't seen a Tercel in years. So haven't seen one of those in years.
Right.
Yeah. So I believe that is correct, but, I mean, at the same time, there's a lot of people that got sort of disenchanted with Glock, me being one of them, because they stopped innovating.
Right. They got lazy.
And they,
as you just pointed out, Gaston, front serrations. Oh, that's too hard. It's already perfect. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's hard. You know, I've got this gun sitting here, and I've got it sitting next to a P10C and a P10F, and the P10F is so far above any of the service guns out there just because of its size. And this one was optics ready. This is one of the ones I took to Steve's class, and I mean, it's the best shooting. It's more than me out there saying it's the best shooting polymer striker fired gun out there today. So, you know, while I sit there and say it is, at the same time, I'm not the only one saying that. And then the P10C, which started it all, and they finally got around to fixing that up. So I mean, I would like to think that Glock is now beginning to respond.
Right.
But I don't know. But I found it's interesting to me because, you know, now I'm going to have to eat a lot of humble pie because I did make a video out there. No more Glocks for me.
Well, okay. They came out with a Glock that lured you away from abstinence.
Yeah,
that's
great
for everybody. Well, and what I'll be fascinated is, it's one thing to try a gun and say, yeah, it's good. But what you get to do is go, you know, two mags with this one, two mags with this one. Oh, no, you get to feel the differences side by side. That's awesome. Tell us all about it. There's a lot I want to learn.
There you go. There you go. Listen, like I've said before, people that carry Glocks, if you're listening to me and I'm insulting you, I'm not trying to. If you're carrying a Glock and you carry it every day and you train with it, great. Stupendous. I think that's superb. There's just a few things that it's not about the gun with me personally. It's more about Gaston Glock myself. I just have issues with him. But that's just me. That's just my hang-up. And we're coming to the end of our hour here. Rob, thank you very much for taking the time to join me this evening. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
The same. Who? You got Dan coming up next?
Got Dan coming up next.
Oh, so much to listen to.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Roger that. Hour number two is inbound. We're going to be doing our recap with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
I am not done. But I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.